more students with masters, higher levels of education, eagerness, people that haven't just been going through the school year but have been involved in all kinds of projects, volunteer opportunities, special opportunities. So they're coming out, from my perspective, very qualified for a lot of these jobs, and it's making the competition in some way harder because you're getting, you know, higher level of competencies and entry level positions. And so it's I think it's going to be harder as students to get positions, because if you're just, you know, one of the, let's call them an average student, there are all these overachievers out there right now. So it's going to make it harder for people looking to find jobs with us, because as has been mentioned before, you obviously take the best. And they're, it's getting harder sometimes to distinguish between the top three if you're interviewing a group of six, for example. The research into the project or the position that you're applying for is what really stood out when I did some co-op interviews last year, are the ones that actually took the time to look up what was happening on the Lake Simcoe project. They visited the website, they took a look at it, and had an understanding of what the project was, and then they related their experience, what they were doing in school and some of the volunteer work, to the kind of job that we were advertising. And that was very clear with the ones that did and didn't. And some people didn't know what the Lake Simcoe project was all about, didn't mention the words, and then other ones had it throughout their conversation with us.
Yeah. It's Alex, isn't it? Is it Alex? Yeah. Alex is somebody who I met once and made an impression, so that's good. I would just like to echo what we've just heard. It is way more competitive out there today, and certainly the level of education is higher in those that we're seeing. There are certain skill sets that we are always looking for in our organization, and one of those is writing skills and communication skills, which vary quite widely, you know, even with education. And as I think everybody has said, you know, do your homework, show that you understand the job that you're interviewing for, and that you've done your research and you can talk about it and relate it back to your skill set, because it's so important. As you said, it's easy to spot that resume that's the form letter, especially if further down in the narrative you've got a name wrong or the company wrong, and I can't tell you how many times that happens. Just somebody is grinding those things out, and they just go right into the waste bin. So.
I guess it's a good opportunity to point out that the fit, skills, and attitude thing is more around having the fit and attitude as well. So if you can show that you have the right attitude and not like a massive sense of entitlement, for instance, that's a really good way to rub me the wrong way. You know, show up like, well, I deserve this job, and let me tell you why. Like, whoa, okay, I've stopped listening.
Yeah. And just the personality, I don't think we're supposed to be affected so much by personality. Like on paper, you've got these things, a person is supposed to meet these criteria, but then when I'm sitting with someone and there's just this instant good feeling, like you feel like you could really work with this person, that means a lot too. And so sense of entitlement is definitely just turns you off. I don't mind when someone says, I'm sorry, I can't answer that question, or I like sincerity as well. So not trying to be everything, because nobody is. And so, I don't know, that's what I would say.
I think trends, I think you've got to look towards the future in terms of where the world of work is going. Language skills, frankly, are becoming a much more needed thing, actually. And, you know, in consulting, you can be on a plane to the Middle East or to South America or to Asia, and people have actually cross-cultural skills. These are things, actually, that people want more of. The world is shifting, if you know what I mean. And I think, you know, the sense of power is no longer in North America anymore. And so we got to recognize that it's much more global, the environmental solutions we have, and the opportunities are much more grand at the same time. So you have to recognize that, you know, it's good to have a job in Ontario, but maybe keep an open mind and, you know, run off to the Arctic or go to South America, you know, and solve the world's problems that way too, right? You can always come back. So.